USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israel reports carrying out airstrikes early today against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows rocket attacks on Israel from the Palestinian territory after Israel yesterday signed a peace deal with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in Washington. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there'd be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. Torrential rains, life-threatening flooding, high winds all hitting the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Sally makes landfall. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore's in Florida.
Main Street, Pensacola, underwater this morning as storm surge, now at 5 feet, continues to come on in. We still have high tide at 11:30 this morning.
Some areas could get 30 inches of rain from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky, agreeing to pay the family of Breonna Taylor a $12 million settlement after the 26-year-old, a paramedic, was fatally shot by police in her home in mid-March. After officers burst in, while she was sleeping, they were using a no-knock search warrant in a drug-related case involving her boyfriend. The attorney for Breonna Taylor's estate, Benjamin Crump, says it will also include promised police reforms in that city.
The historic $12 million settlement, which, as I understand, is the largest amount ever paid out for a black woman in a wrongful death killed by police in America.
The Air Force revealing work on a next-generation fighter jet secretly built and flown in a full-scale flight demonstrator. It wasn't expected for years, but officials say it could move into production pretty soon. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian Jon Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000-square-foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half-baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.